Today we celebrate the presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary in the temple while she was a child. The tradition states that she was dedicated to the Lord from very early on and lived in the temple and grew up learning how to serve the Lord. It's a beautiful transition point in salvation history where we go from the temple, which was the house of the Lord made of stone, to the new temple, Mary, the one who carried God within her, that as much as Jesus, or as much as God was present in the original temple in Jerusalem, even more so was God present in the temple of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's a beautiful indicator of how seriously God takes our humanity. Of course, he became man, he took on a human nature, but he takes seriously not only his humanity, but our humanity too. That Mary isn't different from us in any way, except that she was conceived without original sin. But in terms of destiny, what she is now and what we're called to be, it's the same thing, a follower of Christ and destined for eternal glory with him. And that happens in our human nature. Sometimes it's frustrating to think like our humanity is often a cause of what causes us frustration. We can feel cold, feel pain, we make bad decisions, we eat too much. That it's usually a cause of frustration in our human nature. But God esteems our human nature even more than he cares about the temple that was made of stone. The temple that was made of stone is one of the wonders of the world. It was this amazing thing. And it doesn't exist anymore. The only remaining foundation wall, like you've seen it on the news or whatever, where the Jews venerate even that just that tiny bit of the temple that remains. But as Christians, we know the temple is now in our body, that after our baptism, we become dwelling places of the Holy Spirit. We share our human nature with Christ. That reverence shown by the Jewish people for their temple is less than what we should show veneration, obviously, for the new temple, the Blessed Virgin Mary, but also the temple of who we are, that because of Christ taking on our human nature, we're now greater, even in our lowliness, even in our frailty and our weakness, that we have more dignity. St. Leo says, Christian, remember your dignity, that we have more dignity in ourselves than even the temple, the great temple of Solomon. And so let us today thank God for the gift that he gave us of so great an example of the Blessed Virgin Mary, that she shows us what it means to be a temple of God, to let his presence live within us, and to realize how great is our dignity, that we have a dignity greater than even the temple of Jerusalem, the temple made of stone.